What's up, guys? Michael Mignogna here with Mignogna.com, and I just got back from a meeting with a client of mine and who is not currently running Facebook ads, but is going to start. And I want to just tell you something really funny that happened and is sort of a question he asked me that was really, it kind of threw me for a loop for a second, and then how I answered it. And I think it's interesting. I think it's a little bit funny, and I figured I would share it with you because you might find it interesting and funny as well. So He's a dentist. He does dental implants, and he's a periodontist, actually. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so we do Google Ads for him right now, and I want to help him use Facebook to generate dental implant leads because I think it's going to work like crazy, and it's going to be awesome. And he just needed a little bit of an understanding about how it works and what we're going to do to make it happen, and the whole nine yards. And at some point in our conversation, it was when I was talking about retargeting website traffic so that when someone lands on his website and then they go on Facebook later that day or later that week or whenever, they see his ads because we put a tracking device on them. And he said, don't you feel, so the question he asked, he goes, don't you feel a little bit bad doing that? And I was like, do I feel bad doing what? And he goes, you know, like with the privacy thing, like, don't you feel bad like tracking people and like using that to show them ads? And it gave me like a whole long second of pause. You know, I kind of was like, do I feel bad doing that? And should I feel bad doing that? And the answer is ultimately a resounding no. I do not feel bad about doing that. Quite the opposite, I told him. You know, not only do I not feel bad doing that, but if he is feeling a little bit bad that he might end up doing that with for his business in order to get more dental implant patients, the way to think about it is like this. If he in talking to him, he shared with me that he thinks he uses better materials in terms of like the teeth he actually implants into people's faces, right? He uses better teeth, the best materials. They have a great lab. He also has tons of experience. He knows what he's doing, and he believes he is one of the better dental implant or the best dental implant people around. So best materials and best result, you know, if you get dental implants from this particular periodontist or dentist, or I don't exactly remember. So, but anyway, so because of that, not only is it not sketchy and bad, not only is it not bad to retarget people and track them and show them your ads, but it's actually, you're doing them a favor. I mean, if he can convince someone to use his services and get dental implants from him instead of going to some, you know, schmo down the street who is gonna mess their mouth up and use crappy teeth, bad materials, and maybe it's his third time doing implants, and it's just not going to be a good result. I mean, you know, this dentist is really doing people a service by making sure that he makes the case for why they should consider him when deciding who should ultimately be the person who does their dental implants. So again, his question was, do I feel bad using Facebook's platform in order to track people and show people ads? And the answer is no, because I only work with companies whose services I believe are good. And therefore, if someone needs those services, you know, it is in their interest to hire these companies because they do great work and they offer their services for great prices. Okay. So, you know, I gave him another example. I said, you know, when you go into a store to purchase a pack of gum, you trade your $1.99 for that pack of gum. And the person that sold you the pack of gum, it stands to reason, would rather have the $1.99, and you would rather have the pack of gum than the $1.99, right? So it's mutually beneficial. Well, the same is true for any product or service. If you're a dentist and you're selling dental implants, it stands to reason that even though dental implants cost a lot of money, you shouldn't feel bad charging that money because they would rather have the dental implants and the life that comes with better teeth than the money it costs to pay for that procedure and that better life. And vice versa, you would rather have their money and in exchange for the time you took from your own life to implant the teeth and for the materials that it costs or for the materials you had to use to implant the teeth and, you know, for the electricity in your office and for the staff that you pay, you would rather have their money than all of that stuff, right? So you're trading all of that for their money and they're trading their money for all of that. And it's mutually beneficial. So if you are a business owner or a service provider of some sort or whatever the case may be, if you're a business owner and you're wondering, you know, should I feel a certain way? Should I feel bad about the fact that I'm using Facebook and Google to get my services in front of people, and I'm using these like tracking things and I'm following people around the internet and showing them my offers, and it's a little bit weird. Like, it's not weird. You are doing people a favor by getting them to consider your business. You have a great business. You do great work. You charge fair prices. And if you can help someone, and if you can keep someone from going to someone that provides bad services for too much money, you're doing someone a favor. One last point, and this is true as well, is that, you know, Facebook and Google are free services for people to use, right? You know, anyone can create an account on Facebook or use Google search engine, and they can connect with their friends and see photos of their grandkids and talk to their friends from high school and all that kind of stuff on this Facebook platform for free. Doesn't cost a dime. With Google, you can find literally the answer to any question you have for free on Google. So these free services are free because you, by using them, are opting in to let these services have access to part of your life, in the sense that essentially you're saying you can have access to my eyeballs and my ears, you know, so for advertisements and in exchange for my using your platform for $0 a day, you know. So if you think it's creepy that Facebook and businesses on Facebook follow you around and show you ads, don't use Facebook. If you think it's creepy that Google follows you around and shows you ads that pertain to what it is that you've searched for in the past and things like that, don't use Google. Don't use websites that are in Google's network. But the bottom line is, it is extremely valuable. What we get from these platforms is extremely valuable. And that's why so many people use them. And that's why so many people, you know, basically say, you know, I don't care that it's a little bit weird that I was looking at, you know, Converse tennis shoes and now I'm seeing a Converse tennis shoe ad. Like, you know, it's a little bit whatever, but I actually want those shoes and I'm going to buy them because I saw them on a Facebook ad. Or, you know, it might be a little bit weird that, you know, I was looking for roofing contractors, because I've got hail damage on my roof, and now I'm seeing an ad for insurance repair for roofing in my newsfeed on Facebook. Like, it's a little weird, but you know what? This guy's offering insurance repair. Obviously, insurance pays for it, but he seems like a really reputable guy, and his company seems really good. I'm actually really glad I just saw that ad, because I'm going to call them and get them to come out and check out my roof and look at my siding and whatever the case may be, because I saw this on Facebook, and that wouldn't have happened if that platform didn't have the functionality that it has. So anyway, that's my spiel. Don't feel bad about using these platforms, using all of the tools that they provide. That you are likely doing someone a favor if, in fact, you are good at what you do and you offer what you do at a fair price. So, you know, quite the opposite. It is not creepy. It is not bad. You shouldn't feel bad. You should feel proud that you are really working hard to help people make their lives better. And that's exactly what products and services do for people. They make their lives better. That's why people trade their money for them. If they didn't make their lives better, they wouldn't trade their money for it. Or if they didn't think it would make their lives better, they wouldn't trade their money for it. So that is all. That's all I've got. I hope this was a little bit helpful, maybe a lot of bit helpful. That is all. If you have any questions, as always, just leave them in the comments below. Message me, message the page, message me, email me, call me. You can figure out how to get in touch. It's not that difficult. And that is all. See you later, guys.